RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Ghostbusters, now playing this weekend at area theaters.
For any number of reasons, those who participate in internet comment sections abhor the idea of rebooting Ghostbusters, especially with ladies. The trailer is closing in on 1 million downvotes on YouTube. That sounds like a lot. I say go ahead and make a female Ghostbusters. However, make it good. Unfortunately, Ghostbusters lacks fresh humor, characters the audience will latch onto and root for, and sticks way too close to the 1984 blueprint. It is not a problem with the ladies themselves, but their jokes and plotline are atrocious. 75% of the cast are Saturday Night Live alums and are funny week in and week out. Put them all together with proton zappers and whatever Chris Hemsworth is doing, and Ghostbusters is one miserable time at the multiplex. Director Paul Feig worked with both Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig before, including Bridesmaids, McCarthy's best performance to date, and Spy, which had its moments. It's the writer's fault. Feig is credited as half the writing team, which is surprising because anyone who can create one of the best TV shows of all time, Freaks and Geeks, should not be shoveling out second-tier retread garbage. His co-writer, Katie DePold, has 54 Mad TV episodes under her belt, which is the knockoff SNL, underwhelmed even SNL's worst seasons. Kristen Wiig, as stuttery and twitchy as ever, plays the straight-edged Aaron Gilbert, a Columbia physics professor up for tenure, whose past as a paranormal believer threatens her credibility. McCarthy, dialed back a bit from her usual extremes, plays Abby Yates, a low-rate Science Institute researcher, the same way she plays every other character. Somewhat deadpan, but clearly uncaring, what you think of her. Kate McKinnon, perhaps the strongest of the bunch, goes slapstick with the zany, brainy Gillian Holtzman, who creates all the gee-whiz gadgets, and Leslie Jones, as municipal employee Patty Tolan, gets more to do than Ernie Hudson did so long ago, but lacks the jokes to make Patty memorable. There is also internet buzz that McKinnon's Holtzman is a lesbian. Why this is a thing, I have no idea. It does not impact the story one way or the other, but I didn't pick up on it. What I noticed are the opening 5 minutes are by far the best, as a tour guide played by Zach Woods has the movie's first otherworldly encounter. There are actual jokes here, and people laugh. I figured we were in for a treat, it started so well, then I quickly realized this was an outlier. Aaron and Abby, former ghost researching partners, reconcile their rocky friendship on the fly, and Holtzman stays off to the side, behind her yellow goggles and mad scientist hair, watching hijinks ensue while munching on Pringles. Everybody knows the Ghostbusters require a not-quite-right receptionist, and Feig goes way overboard with his choice. Chris Hemsworth, perhaps the most put-together, physically fit man on screen this side of the rock, plays so over-the-top moronic it is not quite funny, but head-scratching. He does not understand telephones and gets weighty one-liners such as, "Fish tanks are submarines for fish." There is a run-on gag showing Kristen Wiig's Aaron trying to secure his romantic attention, but I assume Hemsworth just serves as a reverse stereotype. The professionals hired a pretty face to look at, even though he is inept at all aspects of the job. The new Ghostbusters are well aware of the online vitriol, though. There are a few moments when especially Abby warns Aaron not to read comments. They read out loud, "Ain't no bleep gonna beat no ghosts." This is most likely an actual comment someone wrote, and I applaud Feig and company for addressing it. But make it funny, almost breaking the fourth wall by acknowledging the outside world. And reading a grammatically suspect insult is fine for the rough draft, but up your game here, folks. The best way to get back at all the haters is to create a story people will tell their friends about, full of jokes they will quote all the way home. Feig fails to provide any of these. Wiig, McCarthy, McKinnon, and Jones are perhaps more physically kick-ass than the original quartet, but they lack every other defining characteristic to make an effective summer action comedy. That is why I give Ghostbusters 1.5 out of 4 stars.
Ghostbusters is rated PG-13, now playing at Tyrone Luxury 10, Rego Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com. RadioSaintPete.com.